Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Well, we import an awful lot of things from the US in this country, but fake accounts churning out vicious personal attacks, disinformation about COVID and talking points copied straight from American white supremacists. That's the picture which emerges from a report into Irish far-right activity on the messaging app Telegram. One of the authors is Aoife Gallagher, who's an analyst with the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, and she joins me now. Aoife, you're very welcome to the programme. What's behind this dramatic rise in the activity on Telegram?
Yeah, so Telegram is a semi-public messaging app. It's kind of similar to WhatsApp, but slightly more public. It has very lax moderation policies. It's very easy to be anonymous on Telegram, and it's very easy to set up, you know, groups and channels and gather, you know, an awful lot of members in them. And it's essentially become a place for extremist movements to organize over the last number of years. And our report found that, you know, channels and groups that are associated with Irish far right groups have absolutely exploded on that platform in 2020.
Exploded? What do you mean?
I think an over 7,000% increase in messages from Irish far right groups and channels on the platform in 2020 compared to 2019.
Wow, in a year, a 7,000% increase. So what are we copying from the US? What's the playbook that's being copied?
Yeah, well, essentially, they tend to use Telegram to, you know, attack their opponents, to organize targeted abuse campaigns, mostly targeting people of color in Ireland or members of minority communities or certain activists working in certain social movements. It's kind of hard to overstate how repulsive the language is, to be honest, that it's used to describe people within these communities. I mean, it's very, very obvious when you're that the people running these channels, as I say, they hide behind anonymity, so it's hard to know who they are. But they have spent a lot of time in US white supremacist forums online. And they've essentially just picked up the language and the tactics, and they've brought them wholesale to Ireland. There's often very clear instructions in these groups to be as callous as possible when directing abuse towards these minority communities, because their ultimate aim essentially is to anger these communities to the point that they bring their anger to the streets. They essentially just want to stir up any kind of racial or cultural tension that they can.
Wow, so there's an actual step-by-step manual for use almost.
Yeah, there's clear instructions often posted into how to deal with, you know, events that might arise from minority communities, yeah.
And can this be traced back to this Irish activity, to people with IP codes or actual people with addresses in Ireland? And is it being done?
Well, I mean, for someone like me or someone that, like in our position at ISE, it's hard to do that job. But I'm sure there are people in this country who are able to do that. The nature of the platform means that, as I say, it's very easy to be anonymous. So, you know, it also means that there are pretty much no consequences for the people that are running these kinds of abuse campaigns, because there's nothing really there to deter them from doing. It's very easily done. It's very easy to set up an account and just, you know, spend hours abusing people if that's what you want to do.
But what about regulation?
Yeah, I mean, regulation is obviously the, you know, how to kind of get on top of this. As I say, the lack of consequences for people doing this is obviously a big reason why people can do it all the time. So both regulating the online platforms to make this kind of abuse less accessible to stop people from actually doing it. And, you know, some kind of legislative change around targeted hate campaigns is also very, very much needed to tackle this issue.
And you're saying as well that your research shows that one of the core beliefs here is that there's a conspiracy to get rid of white Irish people. Is that right?
Well, essentially, like, conspiracy theories tend to kind of feed off each other. What we found, and one of the most worrying things I think we found in this report was that Telegram has also been used by the anti-lockdown movement and the kind of COVID conspiracy theory movement throughout 2020. And we found that within Irish anti-lockdown channels on Telegram, one in every 10 messages was coming from a far-right source in 2020. And this is extremely worrying, mainly due to the growing number of people within these communities and the potential for them to be further radicalized into extremist movements. But yeah, you're right. It's like, you know, the conspiracy theory that you're talking about is they've pretty much managed to weave COVID conspiracy theories into white nationalist conspiracy theories. So they're essentially alleging that vaccines have been used to depopulate Western nations and to replace their populations with migrants. I mean, it's obviously a complete fabrication. It has no basis in reality. And it only works to benefit, you know, the bigots in this country and the far right movements in this country.
But it does seem to take hold among some people anyway. Aoife Gallagher, we'll leave it there. Analyst with the Institute for Strategic Dialogue. Thank you very much indeed for telling us about your research. Now,